o'clock in the morning are having the events at 4 o'clock in the morning to go along with the 10 a.m. I hadn't done an event yet, so I decided it was time for me to do something, and I wanted to get into it before anybody else got the chance to do it. Didn't really have to do any planning other than say, hey, I'm doing it, and then get some stuff together and then make some logs. And we're going to show up, and you're going to pretend that you don't know what's going on, and you're just wandering around the park, and I'm going to blow a whistle, and you're going to come over and sign a log. We're going to get a picture taken, talk for a while, and then 15 minutes we're going to leave and pretend nothing ever happened, pretend we were never there.
So that's a flash mob geocaching style.
Yeah. The one that we went to in November, which Drew, he's another geocacher down here, did, there was 86 of the events worldwide, and this time around there's 167.
How many people signed up, and how many people do you expect?
I've had told them, I'm looking for a container, and it's got some stuff in it, and we're playing this game, you want to help me look for it? And they started to look around, and then I think they got a little nervous, thought I might have been a little weird or something, said, I think we need to go figure out what Mom wanted.
I'm going to go stand over here now.
And I never saw him. We found the container, and then we left, and then I saw him come back after we left. I've never really had to explain what I was doing to people. I have a clipboard or something like that, or I am taking a picture of something, or I just kind of stare around and talk to myself, and you do that, people won't bother you.
How are people accepting geocaching in this area?
With the Jackson Parks, you actually just have to call the parks guy. The first time I called him, I said, I'm a geocacher. I don't know if you've heard of it or not. And he said, yeah, he'd heard of it, that John Taylor had called and was asking him about it. I said, don't ever let him have any in Jackson. He said, it's fine if you want to put any in there. Just don't put a whole bunch in there and let me know where it is so we don't mow over it or cut down the tree that it's in. And he said, it's not going to mess up anything, so go ahead. And with the conservation department, I have a couple hidden there. You have to get their permission, get some sort of permit. I'm actually friends with the police captain down here. We go to church with him. I've been meaning to talk to him and get a group together and explain to the police department what it is, because I don't think any of them know what it is.
We met today at the park. You have decided to participate in one of the worldwide flash mob events happening tomorrow, which is May 10th at noon Central Time.
Worldwide flash mob starts at 10 p.m. California time. The goal is to have all of these events take place at that exact time. Actually, some people, even though it's 4 o'clock in the morning, are having the events at 4 o'clock in the morning to go along with the 10 a.m. I hadn't done an event yet, so I decided it was time for me to do something, and I wanted to get into it before anybody else got the chance to do it. Didn't really have to do any planning other than say, hey, I'm doing it, and then get some stuff together and then make some logs. And we're going to show up, and you're going to pretend that you don't know what's going on, and you're just wandering around the park, and I'm going to blow a whistle, and you're going to come over and sign a log. We're going to get a picture taken, talk for a while, and then 15 minutes we're going to leave and pretend nothing ever happened, pretend we were never there.
So that's a flash mob geocaching style.
Yeah. The one that we went to in November, which Drew, he's another geocacher down here, did, there was 86 of the events worldwide, and this time around there's 167.
How many people signed up, and how many people do you expect?
I've had 8 people mark that they were watching the event. I've had about 14 people say that they were attending. With the amount of people that they're bringing with them, probably 30 people are going to show up. We're having a Hawaiian theme. Everybody's supposed to wear Hawaiian shirts, and if they're not wearing it, I'll have the lays for them. One of my favorite finds was the, I think it was called Rock and Roll, up in Perryville. And it was the Ball Mill Resurgence. I think actually John was telling you about that.
Yeah, I want to go there.
That was by far my favorite one, even though I had to carry Carson a mile down to it and a mile back on my shoulders, so I was really tired after that, but it was really cool.
It's a geological anomaly?
Mm-hmm. And there are very, very few of them in the world. It's really cool. I've never actually seen it working, but even just being down there when it's not working, it's pretty cool. Supposedly, you can hear it for 3 or 4 miles away whenever the rocks start moving.
Does the water boil up from down below and cause the rocks to
It's actually a sinkhole, so it goes down into it, and then whatever it does down below, it starts to bubble up. And
probably like the water table gets extra pressure in there, and it's got to be
extra pressure, and that's probably saturated with the water.
Do they monitor that? Like,
I don't really know.
Yesterday, the rumble was 1.5 on the rumble scale.
That would be something interesting. No, because then you could go
come on down. We're predicting a 3 rumble today.
We got a good rumble going on today. Go check it out. Speaking of flowers, I guess one of my favorite hides is the Pinecrest Azalea Farm, which you went out and saw. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows it's there because it's out in the middle of nowhere and they have all the azaleas there. And whenever they're actually blooming, it's a nice place. I got a couple ponds there and a couple waterfalls. Mm-hmm. Pretty quiet place that I used to go do what little homework I did there. I've been going there for years since we lived about a mile down from it. So.
Well, what actually is it? I mean, does somebody own that land and just do it for the public? Do they sell the stuff or what?
It started out, there's a Penzel's Construction Company owns it. The creator of Penzel's Construction used that as a summer home and they just started planting flowers. They planted a couple tulips and stuff here and there, and then they got into the azaleas and they started putting more azaleas and decided to let people drive through it. The owner of it has since passed away, but his son has moved in there and they take care of it. Pretty much word of mouth.
Thanks for having the event. Thanks for encouraging us to come down and cache in the area.
No problem.
The next podcast contains audio from the day of the Worldwide Flash Mob event held on Saturday, May 10th, 2008 in Jackson, Missouri. After the event, we met up for lunch, then did some more cache hunts in the area.
This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.
Eight people mark that they were watching the event. I've had about 14 people say that they were attending. With the amount of people that they're bringing with them, probably 30 people are going to show up. We're having a Hawaiian theme. Everybody's supposed to wear Hawaiian shirts, and if they're not wearing it, I'll have the leis for them. One of my favorite finds was I think it was called Rock and Roll, up in Perryville. And it was the Ball Mill Resurgence. Actually John was telling you about that.
Yeah, I want to go there.
That was by far my favorite one, even though I had to carry Carson a mile down to it and a mile back on my shoulders, so I was really tired after that, but it was really cool.
It's a geological anomaly?
Mm-hmm. And there are very, very few of them in the world. It's really cool. I've never actually seen it working, but even just being down there when it's not working, it's pretty cool. Supposedly, you can hear it for 3 or 4 miles away whenever the rocks start moving.
Does the water boil up from down below and cause the rocks to
It's actually a sinkhole, so it goes down into it, and then whatever it does down below, it starts to bubble up. And then
probably like the water table gets extra pressure in there, and it's got to be
extra pressure, and that's probably saturated with the water.
Do they monitor that? Like,
I don't really know.
Yesterday, the rumble was 1.5 on the rumble scale.
That would be something interesting to know, because then you could go
come on down. We're predicting a 3 rumble today.
We got a good rumble going on today. Yeah. Go check it out. Speaking of flowers, I guess one of my favorite hides is the Pinecrest Azalea Farm, which you went out and saw. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows it's there because it's out in the middle of nowhere and they have all the azaleas there. And whenever they're actually blooming, it's nice place. I got a couple ponds there and a couple waterfalls. Pretty quiet place that I used to go do what little homework I did there. I've been going there for years since we lived about a mile down from it. So.
Well, what actually is it? I mean, does somebody own that land and just do it for the public? Do they sell the stuff or what?
It started out, there's a Penzel's Construction Company owns it. The creator of Penzel's Construction used that as a summer home, and they just started planting flowers. They planted a couple tulips and stuff here and there, and then they got into the azaleas and they started putting more azaleas and decided to let people drive through it. The owner of it has since passed away, but his son has moved in there and they take care of it. Pretty much word of mouth.
Thanks for having the event. Thanks for encouraging us to come down and cache in the area.
No problem.
The next podcast contains audio from the day of the Worldwide Flash Mob event held on Saturday, May 10th, 2008 in Jackson, Missouri. After the event, we met up for lunch, then did some more cache hunts in the area.
This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.